Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow, joined today by Dr. John Carr, the professor of biology at the University of Louisiana, Monroe. Welcome, Dr. Carr.
Hi.
Glad you're with us today. And you have written what is, first of all, a beautiful book, just visually a stunning book called Amphibians and Reptiles of Louisiana. Tell me a little bit about the impetus for writing this book, Amphibians and Reptiles of Louisiana.
Well, thanks for your kind remarks. I think it's a nice book, too. I was approached, actually, by LSU Press about the possibility of doing a book like this over 4 years ago. And I initially was a little hesitant, but I thought about it a little while, and I proceeded with submitting a proposal as they requested. And since then, it's been about a 3.5-year process.
So this book takes a look at amphibians and reptiles that are native to the entire state of Louisiana, and is a neat book with lots of pictures in it to be able to quickly identify a lot of our native species and even some invasive species that have moved into the state.
That's correct. It has 140 native species in the book, and we have 8 introduced species in the state. Both my co-author and I, we were both struck by the nature of most of the available guides out there in that they usually only have one illustration of a species. And since we both work with these animals all the time, we're very well aware of how much variation there is. There are differences between the sexes. There are differences between young ones and full-grown ones and old ones. And so we set out to illustrate more of the variability, which would give people a better idea of how to go about identifying things on their own. Often I get questions about animals. Someone sends me a picture. What is this? And it's obvious to me what it is, but I know that if people were to look in a standard field guide, like for the entire eastern United States, something of that nature, that they would probably have a difficult time finding something that looked like that.
Now, a neat thing about this book is it's a book, it's portable, stick it in my hand, take it out in the field with me, as you say. You talk about field guides that might be really scientific, and maybe they're over the head of somebody like me who's a radio guy. This book, though, is written at a level I think that everyone can easily understand. And what was your impetus for maybe making this a little more user-friendly than a really scientific type of field guide?
Well, my thought from the beginning, being an educator, was that I wanted to make something that would be useful for students, like my students, college students. But I could see that it wouldn't, it wouldn't take much, and I figured it would be usable down to, like, say, high school level. So I think it would be usable by a reasonably educated person from, like, age 16 on up.
So the book looks at species of amphibians, reptiles, alligators, frogs, turtles, all types of different things, and it really is a neat book to learn more about the diversity we have. I travel a lot. I go to the desert and I kind of look and I go, well, they don't have a lot going on out here. We seem like we've got a lot more species and a lot of different variations than a lot of other places.
We do. We have, we're blessed with lots of water bodies, and we have very many species that are adapted for living in various types of water, from rivers to swamps, which we have plenty of, to marshes and everything in between. And so we have a lot of diversity of certain groups of critters, like we have lots of turtles. We have a very good diversity of aquatic salamanders. We have lots of aquatic snakes. And then there are other groups where we don't have such good representation, like lizards. We actually do not have all that many species of lizards. It turns out that lizards are really diverse in dry areas. So like you say, if you did go to a desert, perhaps the only thing you would notice there would be a lizard, but you'd be hard-pressed to find salamanders or aquatic adapted snakes.
You know, I noticed years ago, I think the only thing I ever saw were those little green lizards. Now I see lots of these sandy-colored salamanders that I think may be invasive species in our area. Are there things that years ago when you did research that you don't really see anymore? Are we losing species here in North Louisiana?
We are. There has been a tremendous change in the geographic distribution of species over time. Now the range maps in the book, there are maps to help you figure out if the thing that you think something is actually lives in the area where you found it. But one of the things that we did is we mapped the historic distribution. So it does not reflect the fact that, for instance, the crawfish frog has disappeared from Ouachita Parish in the past 50 years. And it's virtually gone from the state. But it's the same pattern happening all over the United States.
Dr. John Carr is with me, professor of biology at ULM. He's written a new book along with his co-author Jeff Boundy, Amphibians and Reptiles of Louisiana, an Identification and Reference Guide. Again, a great-looking book and easy to understand for all ages.
You're
having a book signing coming up. Tell me about that event.
That will be Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday night, April 11th. The presentation will start at 5:30. I'm going to give a little small slideshow for about 20 minutes or so, and then we will have books available to purchase and signing after that.
You can find these books also hopefully here soon in the ULM bookstore and at Amazon, and it's a great aid for students. Again, that will be the book signing Tuesday night, Hannah Room 250, 5:30 to 7 o'clock. And Dr. John Carr, thanks for being with us today.
You're welcome.